Thank you, Lynn, for bringing that reading to us this morning. Now, there seems to be a lot going on in those verses that we've just read from Colossians chapter 2. A lot of different ideas for us to think about. And whenever I'm looking at a passage like that in the Bible, I always find it helpful to look for one phrase or one word that captures what's going on. A phrase or a word that helps me to unpack everything else that there might be there. And for me, the phrase that really struck me as I read through these verses was there at the end of verse 17, where Paul says, "Reality is found in Christ." Reality is found in Christ. And knowing the reality, knowing what's real, knowing what's true is such an important thing, isn't it? We live in a world where we have more access to information than any other point in history. Just from the phone in my pocket, I can access libraries around the world. I can watch news channels broadcasting in any language. I can look up the answer to almost any question I could think of. That's, of course, assuming that I've remembered to plug my phone into the charger and the battery's not flat. But there we have it. We have access to so much information. But we also know that for every true story that we read, for every true fact that we find out, there is also a fake story in circulation. Fake news, as the world has termed it, is all around us. For example, some suggested to us that we shouldn't have the COVID vaccine because it contains a microchip that will enable us to be tracked wherever we go. And of course, that's not true in any aspect. But thousands of people still believe that that is a fact. Of course, fake news is not a new thing. Fake news has always been around, and fake news has always been dangerous. That's why Paul wrote this letter to the Christians in the city of Colossae. He wrote it because they were in danger from false news, from false teaching. The kind of teaching that said that the Christian life is actually about keeping the right rules, following the right regulations. It's about eating the right kind of foods. It's about following the right kind of rituals. It's even about what you do to your body. Because as the teaching was coming to them, that you are only a proper Christian if you are circumcised. And well, I've got to say that I've done the Alpha course, and at no point does Nicky Gumbel mention getting circumcised, so it can't be true. But Paul wanted his brothers and sisters in Christ to understand that the Christian life is not about keeping to the right rules and regulations. The Christian life is about a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's about allowing Him to take His rightful place at the center of our lives and of our churches and of our world. His world. The reality is not in the rules. The reality is not in the regulations. The reality is not in the traditions. No, the reality is in Christ. verse 9, it says, "For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ Jesus you have been brought to fullness." Not Jesus plus something else. Just Jesus. Full stop. And that's really important. That's a really important truth to get hold of. Because if we allow it to be Jesus plus something else, then we're really saying, in effect, that Jesus is not enough. That his death on the cross was not enough to pay for our sins. And that his resurrection was not a foretaste of our resurrection life. And perhaps you can see how dangerous this kind of teaching is, because when we start to believe that it is Jesus plus something else, then there is no hope, because there is nothing else. There is no one else. Only Jesus. Only he could cancel the debt that we owed. Only he could take our sins and nail them to the cross. I love that image that Paul uses there in verse 14, that image of a legal notice, a list of debts, a list of crimes, a list of our convictions. All of those things that stand between us and God, our sins. And Jesus takes that notice, Jesus takes that list, and he nails it to the cross. It's a reflection that it was common practice when a criminal was condemned to be crucified that their name and their crimes would be posted above their head, just so that everyone who walked past would know who this was and what they had done. It was to make an example of them, an early form of crime prevention, if you like. And you'll remember that on the board above Jesus' head on the cross, they wrote, "This is Jesus, King of the Jews." Because there was no law that he had broken. There was no crime that he had committed. And yet, he takes the punishment for my sin and for your sin upon himself, so that we might be set free. It's Jesus plus nothing else, because he is sufficient. And the rules and the regulations that we like to keep and the traditions that we have are only a shadow of all that we have in Christ. You know, I wonder if in our own Christian lives we've made the rules and the regulations sometimes more important than Jesus. We've made the traditions more important than Jesus. And I think that every church tradition, whatever flavour, gets it wrong in some way, from the highest of high churches to the lowest of low. I guess that we all have those things that we hold on to, but we perhaps hold on to too tightly. Whether it be the way that we worship, or the songs that we sing, whether it be the clothes that we wear or the buildings that we meet in. Even things like the way that we share communion together. If any of those things becomes more important than Jesus, then we're missing the point of it all. You know, it's not that long ago that in the United Kingdom, you could, in certain places, you could go into the park on a Sunday, and you would find that all of the children's swings and the roundabouts and the slides had been chained up and closed off. wasn't anything to do with COVID regulations. No, this was the Sunday rules, the Sabbath rules. The children were not allowed to play on the slides and the swings in the park because the Sabbath day was not for having fun. That was the rule in certain parts of our nation. You know, I've got to say that the Jesus that I read about in the Bible would probably more likely to be there in the playground, inviting more people in, saying, come on, you lot, whose turn is it next? Don't worry, I'll push. The reality is Christ, not the rules and the regulations that we build around him. And we must never lose sight of who he is and what he has done for us. And not lose sight of all that he invites us to be in him. Jesus himself said in John chapter 10, verse 10, I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. In Christ, you have been brought to fullness. The reality is found in him. Amen.